Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.
You give me the sweetest taboo.
Are talking about favorite cities, and I actually have some love letters that we have been reading, and I'm really enjoying reading these letters, Doc Bill. It's a lot of fun.
Well, they are. It gives people's expressions on places they've been to that have really affected their lives. And on Valentine's Day, you know, these are things that you look at that you associate with the person, the event. You try to lock in that experience, and cities mean a lot, and they can, they can transform your perception when you look at things around the world.
It really can. And, you know, there are things that we can learn from cities, too. And that's what's coming out in some of these letters to me, is really how the city has really affected some of the people that are talking about their favorite cities in certain ways. Maybe, you know, making them just maybe feel more alive even when they go to different places, or a different way to even look at life and traveling. So it's really fascinating. And I do have more. Our very own Olivia, who's our intern, is not here today. So I'm going to read her letter. Is that okay, Doc Bill, or do you want to read it?
Nope, you can read it.
All right.
I can comment on it, though.
Oh, you absolutely can comment on it, because she is writing a letter to Pensacola. So here goes. Dear Pensacola, I fell in love with you before I can remember. My dad grew up in the area, and my grandma still lives in that house. I've been visiting you since I was a baby, and every memory I have of you is a happy one. More than anything, you feel like home. My dad still knows the area like the back of his hand. He knows where the hidden gems are, where locals like to hang out, but he's also not opposed to hitting up the tourist locations either. No matter where you are, though, there is a sense of community, like you're in a small neighborhood rather than a tourist town. Now, Pensacola is beautiful and laid back. The beaches have white sand and blue water, and the quiet water of the bay is nearby too, and perfect for water sports. Aside from my grandma's peaceful house with the big backyard, the Portofino Island Resort is a great place to stay. We've watched it expand from one hotel tower to six. It is located right on the water on a narrow strip of land so that you can fish in the bay on one side and cross the street and enjoy the waves of the beach on the other. Now, one of my favorite places to eat, aside from my grandma's house, is Five Sisters Blues Cafe. It's located in the historic downtown Pensacola area, which features Southern cuisine as well as Creole and Caribbean dishes, too. There's also a regular blues band there playing blues music, and it's the perfect combination of all the things about the South. It's food, it's music, and it's beaches. So she really does love Pensacola. That's some great reasons to love it. I think I would, too.
It does, and you see the experience she has with it. And a lot of it you see is family associated, those good memories and stuff that she has with the family and friends, you know. And that's what does a lot to, you know, make a memory, you know, really memorable, something that you can always focus on.
Well, I agree with you on that, because, you know, the memories really are built by things that we do. And certainly if we're doing things with family and friends, those really are the things that make a city and experience, make those things really stand out and live with us throughout our lifetime.
True, true.
So this is great. Have you ever been to Pensacola?
I've been through it. I haven't actually spent time in the city itself.
So I think we need to go. I think we need to put that on our list, because it really sounds fun. Plus, that's where our Olivia's from.
We'll definitely think of that. Maybe she'll want to go with us and show us the sights.
I think that's a good plan. So if Olivia's listening out there today, we are going to have you as a tour guide, Olivia. Now, the remainder of her letter is on our website. We'll have that on a blog, so you can read the whole letter. Now, one of our listeners, her name is Stripty, and she's actually a travel blogger, so she knows a thing or two about traveling. So I want to read her letter, because she loves New Orleans. That is her city that she has fallen in love with. So here goes. Dear New Orleans, I fell in love with you when I first visited in 2014. You left a vivid impression on me, and I've dreamed of returning ever since. Everybody wants to visit New Orleans during Mardi Gras, but there is so much more to the beautiful, beautiful city. Any time is a good time to visit New Orleans. We planned our first visit to New Orleans a couple of weeks before Mardi Gras. Knowing how crowded the city would be for the world famous festival, we wanted to experience the excitement as the city prepared for all these grand parades. But we also wanted to get the best experience without too many crowds. We got to experience New Orleans for what it is, a beautiful city rich with music, food, and love, without the carnival madness. She also says that she loves New Orleans because of the blues and also the jazz. So it also has a great music scene there.
Yeah, I mean, it's synonymous with Louis Armstrong. You think about New Orleans, Louis Armstrong comes to mind.
I agree with you on that. Now, I used to live in New Orleans, and I tell you, New Orleans is very different living there than going to visit, because when you live there, believe it or not, you don't necessarily make it down to the French quarters as much as you would think you would.
Well, I can believe that. I mean, the city oozes. It oozes food. And I would say out of all the major culinary cities I've been to in the United States, it is probably the most quintessential.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. There's some great eating there.
There's few bad restaurants in New Orleans. A few bad ones in Europe, but New Orleans has just few bad restaurants. Most of them are really good.
Po' boys, shrimp and grits, and very jambalaya.
Very inexpensive.
All very, very good. Now, everyone has probably heard Stephen on our show from time to time, all the way from Singapore. He comes and sends a letter to us. And his favorite city is Cape Town. So here goes, my darling Cape Town. It was love at first sight. The moment I saw your amazing curves, mountains, beaches, wineries, wildlife, and culture, I knew this was a relationship that would last forever. There's something about your light from sunrise to sunset that makes everything so clear. I can see why many movies want to film there. The coming together of so many cultures produces your unique personality and, of course, resulting in some amazing music and food. It's just as easy to get drunk on your personality as it is on your amazing wines. And thanks to your exchange rate, I feel like $1 million when I'm with you. I can eat with all the best possible place at all the best possible places without worrying about the bill. But my favorite restaurant is a little local secret in Muhlenberg. It's called Carlos, after the owner. They do steaks or prongs, or steaks with prongs, whichever your choice is. But that's, so much a part of it. The desserts are also great, like their chocolate cakes. But boy, do they know how to cook their steak and prongs to perfections. And the owner, Carla, is a personality. Once you meet her, you'll never forget her. However many times I go to see the penguins at Boulders Beach, I never get bored. They are such funny little personalities, and with amazing experiences to watch them up close, you really would want to do that. But it's also the variety that keeps me interested. The wineries at Freschenbach, I may not be pronouncing that right. And there's also the drive up to Chapman's Peak, the beauty of Kirstenbosch Gardens, and a run along the seaport, the beautiful beaches of Clifton, and the wells at Hermes. I could go on and on forever. So he really loves Cape Town.
Well, people say that Cape Town is one of the most beautiful places in the world.
It is. I've been there. It is so beautiful. And everything that he's describing there is really, really beautiful. And there is so much diversity there because you do have the wineries, but you have the city of Cape Town. It's really, really beautiful. Great place to go. I would highly recommend it.
Just like going to Sapelo Island.
Well, Sapelo Island is definitely a romantic place to get away to. And this show is actually brought to you by Sapelo Island and the Sapelo Island Birdhouses, the perfect place to go for a romantic getaway.
People consider it next year. It's one of the good places to come to. And you can find more information on SapeloIslandBirdhouses.com, SapeloIslandBirdhouses.com, and see our little page on Valentine's Day.
There's a page on Valentine's Day, but since today is Valentine's Day, they might miss out on that. But, you know, it's never too late to have a romantic getaway with your special person. You don't have to wait for Valentine's.
That's true.
You could do President's Day. You could do St. Patty's Day. You could even do April Fool's Day. So come on down to Sapelo Island and have a great romantic getaway. Because they can also call, too, if they'd like to, instead of just, you know, sending an email or something like that. They can also call. What's that number?
That number is 912-223-6515. Or they can go to the website, which is SapeloIslandBirdhouses.com. Again, that's SapeloIslandBirdhouses.com.
And there's a link there where they can email if they prefer to do that, or certainly give a call on that 912 number. Now, you know, I really like getting away to Sapelo because of those romantic walks on the beach that you and I've had. So do we have one coming up soon?
I think so. Enjoying the sunsets and seeing the sunrises, you know, it's a great place to be. And you can be alone, which is a nice thing to do when you have 7 miles of beach to yourself. That's kind of easy to do.
Yeah, absolutely it is. Now, when we come back, we'll share our letters that we have written to our favorite cities. Plus, you can see all of the letters in their entirety on our website. That's travelbagswithanita.com. We'll be right back with more love letters on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN.